Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met at the White House, where Mr. Trump did not bring up criticisms of Mr. Merkel from the campaign when he said the Chancellor's immigration policy was not good for Germany or much of Europe. Merkel was gentle in her comments about the immigration controversies in the United States since President Trump took office. President Trump is holding to his claim the Obama administration wiretapped his telephones in Trump Tower in New York with the help of British security, despite a complaint by British authorities that such assertions are ridiculous. Mr. Trump said his comments about the wiretapping was repeated from A Common, a program which airs on Fox TV here in the U.S.
We said nothing. All we did was quote a certain very talented legal mind who was the one responsible for saying that on television. I didn't make an opinion on it. That was a statement made by a very talented lawyer on Fox. And so you shouldn't be talking to me. You should be talking to Fox.
U.S. Justice Department has complied with requests from lawmakers to provide information on any surveillance activities from the 2016 election. Two key senators say there is no evidence of wiretapping at Mr. Trump's New York offices or his home. More than 30 people are reported dead after unknown assailants fired on a boat carrying migrants in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen, boat believed to be carrying Somali refugees. UN Refugee Agency says that it is appalled by the deaths and says it has teams on the ground in Yemen to help the survivors and the families of those killed. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike against al-Qaeda in Syria, but denied hitting a mosque where a human rights group said more than 40 people were killed. Airstrike followed suicide attacks a day earlier in the Syrian capital, Damascus, that killed at least 30 people. That happened on the 6th anniversary of the start of the Syrian civil war. United States has signaled a tougher strategy toward North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking in Seoul, South Korea, said they are exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures to deal with North Korea's nuclear agenda.
We believe these actions are unnecessary, and we believe they're troubling. We also believe it is not the way for a regional power to help resolve what is a serious threat to everyone. And so we would hope that China would alter its position on punishing South Korea for the THAAD system.
That is a defense system the U.S. is providing to South Korea to protect it from North Korea's aggression. Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Angel Gurria, says the legacy of the global economic crisis is still alive in terms of low growth, high unemployment, and growing inequalities.
We've been promoting here at the G20 from the very beginning. We've been promoting trade as an element of growth, as an element also that can detonate investment flows, which is very crucial for the growth of tomorrow. What the problem is that growth has been growing at about 2% in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whereas it should be growing at about 7%.
In an interview with the Associated Press on the sidelines of the first day of the G20 finance ministers meeting in Germany, Gurria said it was important to create a comfort zone where leaders could have their first discussions with the new U.S. administration. Hillary Clinton, who lost the presidential election to Donald Trump last year, says she is ready, in her words, to come out of the woods and help Americans find common ground. Clinton urged a divided country to work together to solve problems, recalling how, as First Lady, she met with female leaders working to bring peace to Northern Ireland. Clinton's Friday speech was one of several she will deliver in the coming months, including a May 26 commencement address at her alma mater, Wellesley College in Massachusetts. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with winners in the jazz categories for the 2017 Grammy Awards on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and it's always fun to look back at the year that's just passed and remember some of the high points in the world of jazz during that time. And that's what happens with the Grammy Awards and every style of music you can imagine. In February in Los Angeles, they hand out those golden statues, and in the jazz categories, a number of the greats of jazz were there to receive those statues and celebrate their wonderful achievements. We'll celebrate with a couple of them during this next hour. Let's begin, though, with the passing of one of the greats of jazz, who died at the age of 95 in 2013, the great pianist and also radio presenter Marion McPartland. The great piano player, composer, and band leader hosted a show on National Public Radio called Piano Jazz, would celebrate with other pianists their great piano styles and then play alongside them. Well, she was one of the most popular and beloved pianists and figures in jazz, born on the 20th of March in 1918. And when she turned 85, she held court at the New York City club Birdland for her 85th birthday celebration and invited some of her musical friends to come join her. Vocalist Karen Allison was there, along with Nina Freelon and Nora Jones. Clark Terry and Phil Woods were there, along with Jason Moran, fine piano player. Trumpeter Roy Hargrove and John Faddis and Dave Douglas were along for the ride, and fellow pianist Bill Charlap. Let's enjoy some music created there at that 85th birthday celebration that features the late, great Jim Hall on guitar and on violin, Regina Carter. It's Marion McPartland from her wonderful release, 85 Candles, live in New York, with the song entitled, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me.
Regina Carter, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jim Hall. Mary McPartland.
Zanzibar, said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think if it's the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. To bring blues from America to the French African queen. The few ways and the bar, said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. I bring blues
conjure the fresh African queen. And my words were not so different, land and language in the way. We feel the same human feelings with different words we say. We are fruit from the same tree, I think you know just what I mean. I am your American black boy and my French African queen.
In one of the toughest categories each and every year for the Grammy Awards, the Best Jazz Vocal Album category, battling with Renee Marie, Branford Marsalis with Kurt Elling, Catherine Russell and Tierney Sutton, that was the winner, Gregory Porter, from his album Take Me to the Alley with French African Queen. We're celebrating Grammy Award winners for 2017 in the jazz categories on this edition of Jazz America, and winning alongside a few other folks who put together the soundtrack for the brilliant motion picture, the biopic starring Don Cheadle of Miles Davis, titled Miles Ahead. Here's Robert Glasper to give us some thoughts about that, and then we'll hear music from the soundtrack here on VOA's Jazz America. And the fact that he'd already been inspired by Miles Davis to keep moving the music forward helped him do a better job in creating the music for the soundtrack.
There's not many musicians like him at all that really like glided through so many decades of different kinds of music and led in that decade every time. You know, he was a leading voice in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, still around in the early 90s, and changing so much, you know, changing so much with the times. He's a cat that put on so many young musicians. He was always around young, vibrant musicians because, you know, those cats were the fresh sound, and he never wanted to sound stale, and he always wanted to keep the music moving. You know what I mean? He's one of the only cats that really kept jazz alive. You know, he has so much respect, so people respected him, so he could do something different, and people would be like, okay, well, it's Miles, and kind of set the trend, and people start doing it. You know, so without him, jazz would be probably older than it really is. I mean, sounding, you know, people, you know, tend to want to put it in a museum kind of early and kill it. You know, Miles is just all about change, and, you know, he always said, if it's not moving, it's dead. He wants to play music for the people and for more than just the jazz audience. You know what I mean? And so because of him, you have artists like me. That's the thread I'm cut from. You know, he started all this stuff, you know. And the reality is, what percentage do you think that if I played Drake for my grandmother, she'd love it? You know what I mean? Like, what percentage do you really think I have, you know? I'd probably give it 3%, you know? She's not going to love Drake because it's a generational gap. So when you flip it around and try to play, you know, Charlie Parker for, you know, somebody that's, you know, 19 that didn't go to college for jazz, it's the same thing. The reality is they're probably not going to like it because they have no reference whatsoever. You have to be a realist when it comes to that thing. So if you're trying to, you know, be relevant, stay relevant, you have to dibble and dabble in what's actually going on right now. You know what I mean? Which was the genius of Miles. That's what he always did. That's what he said. If you want to hear the same stuff, that's what recordings are for. Go back and listen. We'll be right back.
Grammy-winning soundtrack of Miles Ahead, Robert Glasper with Junior's Farm. And now here's the appropriately titled song, Movie Star, Miles Davis on Jazz America from VOA 1. That's the late, great Miles Davis with a song originally written and recorded by the pop artist Prince, Movie Star, from his 1988 performance at the Montreux Jazz Festival. From a multiple disc set, Miles and Montreux 1973 to 1991. In fact, he played there just mere months before he passed away. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America, and get ready to talk to another of the greats of jazz today, a young man who leads an awesome band who won another Grammy Award this year. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And there probably isn't a longtime Jazz America listener who is more involved in the show than James Stack from Hunters Hill in Australia. And he writes me most every week to give me his thoughts about the specific things that he learned or enjoyed on the show that he just heard. He wrote me about the Remembering Larry Coryell and Al Jarreau show, and he wrote, "Both left a legacy. Interesting interviews. I remember the news story in 2010 that Al Jarreau was critically ill at a hospital in France. He survived that scare, but not the latest. Hearing Glenn Miller in The Mood from 1939 reminds me that it was not liked by my mother." And, of course, if you remember that show, I told the story how my mother played In the Mood by Glenn Miller for me, and that was the first jazz song I ever heard. And James goes on to say, "And hearing Bela Fleck always reminds me of Judy Massa and Country Music USA." Well, James, thank you for those remembrances. And speaking of Judy Massa and her show Country Music USA, a couple of things come to mind. First off, I'm going to play for you another song that might remind you of Country Music USA. It's from saxophonist Bill Evans, who has worked with Miles Davis, John McLaughlin, any number of other great jazz musicians, and has been a great jazz musician as a saxophonist himself, and has put together a band in the last few years called Soulgrass that blends country music and jazz. And the other thing I'll tell you is this, something I've never told anyone on Jazz America before. In 1999, before the show began, my original title for the show was The Jazz Festival. Well, Judy Massa was the music director of Voice of America at the time, and in a meeting she said, "I like that title, but why don't we call it Jazz America?" I'm so glad we went along with her idea. Here is Bill Evans and Soulgrass from the album Dragonfly with Dirt Country Breakdown on VOA's Jazz America. There's the newest recorded work from the Birthday Girl, the great Canadian-born pianist Reni Rosnes, who, by the way, is married to another great pianist, Bill Charlap. Maybe you didn't know that. Now you do. Reni Rosnes celebrates her 55th birthday on the 25th of March, and from her album Written in the Rocks, her homage to discovering her beginnings as a person, her lineage in India. That's a song entitled Galapagos. Now, let's turn to another of the Grammy Award winners for 2017 in the jazz categories. He's Michael Leig, the leader of a band of young musicians who got together at North Texas University in Denton, Texas, over a decade ago and have been winning Grammy Awards and traveling the world making their music all this time. Their latest release, Chulcha Vulcha, is a Grammy Award winner once again. And let's talk to Michael Leig of Snarky Puppy and then hear the song Go from that album here on VOA's Jazz America. Michael Leig of Snarky Puppy is joining us here before a sound check, unload, getting settled, playing who knows what here at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Great to see you, and thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, what a story is this band's odyssey. I mean, lots of folks think you've just sprung upon the scene, but you've actually been at it for a while. I want to get into this story a little bit, and I know you've told it quite a bit, but never for our fans of your music listening around the world on VOA and Mojo Radio. Thinking about it is just incredible. Winning a Grammy with a vocalist, making music that appeals to straight-ahead jazz fans of large ensembles, as well as the jam band scene fans, getting a worldwide following, recording a live album in the Netherlands, and now recording with one of Europe's greatest bands, Metropole Orchestre. It's been quite an odyssey, and it must be just a blur at this point after these, 10 years?
Yeah, it's been, I think, over 11 now at this point.
Wow.
I started the band in 2004. It's been pretty wild. I mean, you know, we've played well over 1,000 gigs, and I guess we just made our 10th album. Yeah, it's really funny when people say we got nominated for Best New Artist in an awards category this past year, and we all thought it was really funny, you know, because we've just been doing it forever.
From the album Chulcha Vulcha, Grammy Award winner in 2017, here's the song Tavora from Michael Leig and Snarky Puppy on Jazz America from VOA 1. That's the late, great keyboardist, composer, band leader, and NEA jazz master Cedar Walton from his 2011 release of The Bouncer with the song entitled Got to Get to the Island. This is Russ Davis, and I certainly hope you enjoyed this edition of VOA's Jazz America, our celebration of 2017 Jazz Grammy Award winners. And on the next edition of the show, Cedar Walton will be in the spotlight. There's a new release that's just come out featuring 1979 live performances at the legendary Keystone Corner in San Francisco called Charmed Circle. I'm going to share with you conversation I enjoyed with him and music from that release next week.